We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. This is the Bart Winkler Show. We got a victory over the New York Knicks, not just a playoff victory. That's right. For the second time since the Bart Winkler podcast has started, we have a playoff victory. We had one. We had one against the Heat, but that was just one in that series. This one counts. I got the in-season tournament shirt rocking. Did they give out new shirts tonight? Did I see new shirts? I'm sure there's a lot of leftover. Tickets were very available tonight, which is fine. This game's thrown on the schedule on a Tuesday in December. I have no problem with that. But the crowd that was there got to see a nice outing, got to see a massive win over the New York Knicks, 146 to 122. And it was a game where they dominated. They scored a lot of points, okay? And they were up three at halftime, the Bucks were. And then they really pulled away in the third quarter and even more so in the fourth. 37 points in the first, 38 points in the second, 37 points in the third. That was the big quarter there. And the stat that is going to be floated around and retweeted a bunch is it's the first time New York has let an opponent score 37-plus points in the first three quarters of a game since the game Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 in 1962. So that is very good. The Bucks had a total of 146. I believe that is a season high. Their previous was 142 against Washington on November 20th. And just looking through things, yeah, the third quarter was when they pulled away. They had a 13-point gap, 37-24 in that quarter. And look, we have all these games, right, where it's these shitty outlier games where teams are knocking down threes and we can't do anything to stop it, right? 60% from three, the Bucks shot. 60%. Giannis hit his. Mids 2 of 3. Lopez knocked one down. Dame 5 of 7. Beasley 6 of 10. Give 2 to Beauchamp, 1 to Bobby, 2 to Campaign, 3 to AJ Green, who got some minutes early and then often. So this was, we've talked a little bit about how we want a convincing win. We just want a dominating win, you know. And again, first quarter, second quarter, you know, maybe Bobby Portis getting exposed a little bit on D, and a lot of you guys fired up the trade machine on him in that first half. But I look, there's going to be a lot of trade suggestions. Right now where I'm at is I'll let you guys do all that. If you guys want to find a trade, and maybe the Bucks are going to like try to find a trade, and maybe something happens. I'm not saying they're not going to make a trade. I'm not saying that won't happen. I'm not sure they need to. I feel like even with their flaws, oh, we need a backup big. Oh, we need another wing defender. Sure, to be the perfect team, yes. I don't know that they need that. I think that even if one guy's struggling, I mean, you saw tonight, you've got Giannis, you've got Dame, Middleton's coming into his own. Brooke Lopez had some nice plays. Malik Beasley is such a great weapon. I did see somebody saying it'd be great if we could bring him off the bench. Well, yeah, but we're getting real picky here. Okay. All we have to do is have the best team of this year. We don't have to have the greatest team of all time. Bucks get the win. They are headed to Vegas. My fellow in-season tournament ride or die is Q. No game tonight for you. Q tickets are only like $7.
I mean, I had tickets, but it's hard to plan childcare when you're you got limited notice. So I'm on baby duty tonight, but I still loved it. That was an amazing win. I hope all the Bucks optimists like myself are taking a victory lap. Anyone that said the Fire Griff can go fuck themselves.
Oh, our first F-bomb of the night comes from Q.
Yeah. So, and I saw, I think Hot Take Jake is at the game. He might be boots on the ground. In the first half, he was complaining about our defense and saying that we can't win a title like this. My response is the best defense is a good offense. And I think we saw this team cooking on all cylinders tonight. And I fully expect us to come back with that new hardware in the NBA Cup from Las Vegas. And I think a night like tonight shows you what this roster can do and what this coaching staff can do when the game matters. So, and like, I watch a lot of regular season basketball because I enjoy it. But at the end of the day, most of the games don't matter for a long time. And that's the beauty of this in-season tournament. It is like,
Did it seem like they were growing up for this one though? This did not feel, the game against the Heat felt like if we don't win this, we are moving. This felt more, I don't know. Maybe it would have been closer in the fourth, but I felt more pressure against the Heat to get to this point than I did against the Knicks. Maybe I don't take the Knicks seriously.
I mean, Julius Randle putting up 25 in the first half was a big concern. And then, to be honest, they just started getting cold. Like, they were shooting pretty well in the first half and getting some fast break points. And Brunson just had a really bad second half. So, it could have gone the other way. I'm going to say that we played better defense. Like, you could see they were doubling Randle. Like, they really tried to clamp down in the second half. And here we are. And it always helps when you're shooting 60% from behind the arc.
So good to have one of those nights on our side for once. I'm going to rip through some comments here. Jackson says they play at 4 on Thursday. What the fuck, that blows. Yeah, so I won't be doing a stream. I will be on CBS Sports Radio. So I will be on 1250 if anyone wants to call in after and talk Bucks. Maybe I'll do something like way after the shift, win or lose, but I will not be able to do an instant Thursday stream, which breaks my precious little heart. J Money says about you, this guy wanted the Packers to tank. How is Q on preaching to people? Let me tell you this about Q. Bucks Q and Packers Q are not the same guy. I'm pretty sure you have an evil twin. I don't think that he, I mean, Q is Bucks guy. That Packers guy, I don't know who the fuck that is. Okay.
So
Bucks guy is different than Packers guy.
Can we hit on the Packers for a second, just since it came up, or do you want to keep rolling?
You can have 18 seconds on the Packers.
So I am so happy we won. When I wanted to tank, we had lost to Las Vegas and then Denver, and it didn't seem like we were going to do well against Chargers, Lions, and Kansas City. I was proven wrong. I hope that they continue. Yeah. At the beginning of the season, success was 8-9, which matches Rodgers' record last year. Hopefully, we exceed that. So
they're going to be 11-6. They're going to be 11-6, boss.
That would be awesome.
Nah, I saw. Was it Bukowski? Someone had tweeted like, there's no more like tempting of the gods than beating Justin Herbert, beating Jared Goff, beating Patrick Mahomes. And then you've got Tommy DeVito, maybe Tyrod Taylor, maybe Tyrod Taylor. We don't know. We will see. Couple of comments. All right. Taylor says, bring on Vegas, baby. Hell of a win. We've got a lot of people wondering where the audio was. I started the first 2 minutes on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream with my microphone muted. Massive error. That was bad. Q, got a comment from Q. That's you. A lot of Beasley wiggles. Ben L says, this is the blowout win we have been waiting for. Exactly right. Daniel says they're going to Pato tonight to warm up for Vegas. I think I saw their flight leaves at like 10:15. Now, I don't think it will actually leave at 10:15, but both teams had flights scheduled immediately to Vegas. So they're not like getting a night's sleep, according to what I saw. I could be wrong, but
they're going to go celebrate in Vegas. That's amazing.
Oh, get to
Vegas.
They're
going to get there at like 10 o'clock Vegas time.
Yeah, get to Vegas. Cryptic Chaos. I wanted Robin to hit that late three to watch the roof fly off Fiserv. That would have been great. He kind of threw one up there. David says, we're just starting to mesh. There's no need to a trade. Open to it. Yeah, not needed. Like, I think the trading conversation is going to be more fan-driven. I'm not saying John Horst isn't going to pick up his phone when someone calls, or even like he's probably looking at things he can do as he's a GM. He doesn't just sit there on his dick all day. He's going to be doing something. However, again, I think like whatever the weaknesses are, you know, Bobby, if you want to trade Bobby, such a good guy there for the team, such a cohesive guy, Pat Connaughton, these guys that we can trade, is there going to be a morale hit? Coffee for Favre says it would be like trading Hader. Is it going to do something that's going to rock the locker room more? And they already got through that with trading Drew for Dame, so they can maybe figure it out. But I just right now, I don't look at this team and be like, if only we had something else. And I could be wrong. I could not be paying as much attention. I just think that right now, wherever they need improvement, they can overcome it, like with those guys. I just still think we've got Dame and Giannis. I'm not dicking around with wing trade. I don't know. And we're getting Jay back, and Middleton's coming in the form. So I'm still apprehensive about wanting to shake it up. DeRottweiler throws $10 to the stream. My guy funded my kid through college.
Nice.
Go ahead, Q.
On the trade piece, I like this roster. I like where we're at. I would be shocked if Horst didn't make a move to bring a defensive player in at some point this season. I think the beauty of some of the injuries, it's giving these young guys a chance to perform and increase their trade value. None of them have large cap. Like they don't have a lot of cap that they account for. So like what we would get back in return wouldn't be much. So you're going to have to trade a Bobby or a Pat at a minimum to do like a really material move. These young guys, we could package them together and maybe with the second round Portland pick to get something, but it's going to be around the fringes. I think the biggest thing they can do would be to trade Chris, but he's bouncing back. I want to ride it out with him and see what he can do. I've been saying it all year. I think he's going to be like Clay, the last Warriors championship, which you know really well with your family connection. But I think Clay was kind of a question mark all year. And then once the playoffs came around, he helped them get that most recent trophy. And I think that's what Chris is going to do for this team.
One shout out I want to give tonight is to our friends at Tupelo Honey, TupeloHoneyCafe.com. And I want to do it now because you went there last week, right?
Yeah, I was there. Thanks for the reminder, Bart. I was there on Saturday and it was amazing. Great service, really good food. Want to shout out Brandon, the GM, and Will, who was the manager on duty that day. They took care of me and my the person I was with, and it was just a really fun time.
The person I was with.
I would highly recommend you guys.
Did you go there with someone you shouldn't have?
The
person I was with.
Just going to leave it at that.
Weird thing to say. Do you remember what you
ordered? I was gonna say my guess. So I had the original chicken and waffles, and then I had I'm not drinking, so I had like a ginger something mocktail, and it was really good. I did the mocktail because you suggested one, Bart, and it did not disappoint. But
well, the soda stuff is good. It's just like it would be way more good with vodka was the problem I had. It was so good. It was just like,
yeah,
if I could put more in. So the and deal, go ahead.
The last thing I'll say, I was talking with Will a little bit and he said, this is really cool. I've never heard of a restaurant doing this. they look at the paychecks for every employee, and if anybody's making less than $20 an hour with tips, like adding in their tips, they will bring them back up to $20 an hour. So if it's a slow shift and nobody's coming in because of weather or whatever else is going on, like, it's pretty cool that they're like not just good food, good service, like they're taking care of their employees. So I don't know. I've never heard of a restaurant doing that. So I just wanted to shout that out. It's really cool.
When I was a waiter at a hotel restaurant, I made $2.55 an hour, and ladies wrote checks for 75 cents to tip me. that was a dark time in the story of my career. Tupelo Honey, they did extend the Bart Winkler reservation note, put it in the reservations, 20% off food for the rest of the month. And then in between the 15th through the 24th, you also will get a free appetizer or dessert that starts on the 15th through their Christmas Eve brunch, TupeloHoneyCafe.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Couple of different people are talking playoffs just in terms of matchup wise. Winning Gambler says this team won't be able to play this type of game in the playoffs, so games like this don't really tell you much. And then 1.0 says, don't you think these IST games are how they will look in the playoffs? They look like they cared. They didn't care against the Bulls. They looked focused tonight. I don't know if that's the case, if it's make or miss league. I don't know. I know the Knicks have a pretty good defense, so credit to the Bucks for scoring all these points, but they just don't seem – the Knicks, to me, just aren't a threat. And I, like their team, and I like their what they're doing, and I would – you know, maybe they're, like, a huge swing trade away if they can get another big and whatever they would need to do. But I love Brunson. You know, they're a good team. I like the whole Villanova 2.0, but against the Bucks, I guess maybe they don't scare me.
Yeah, I would say they're a piece away. Big market like the Knicks, they've kind of been a piece away since they took their shot with Melo and Stoudemire years ago. But that seemed like a first-round matchup to me. It's like that's not going to be an Eastern Conference Finals matchup, but I think that was as close as you can get to a first-round playoff game in the regular season. Really, really looking forward to Thursday against the Pacers. I think Halliburton got a lot of kudos nationally this week, and rightfully so. And the Bucks have issues against guards like him. It's not going to be an easy matchup in Las Vegas, but you got to think that the playoff experience and the star caliber of this team is going to separate the Bucks from the youngsters. But who knows? That's why we play the game. We'll see what happens. No, I did not expect them to beat Boston, and look what happened.
We got Ben L here in the chat. Ben, I'll get to you in a second. We do have boots on the ground. I was just going to mention a couple people. Travis Hawkinson was there, and Nick Baby Lehman was there. And Nick joins us, boots on the ground. How was the game tonight, sir? Pretty good seats, it looks like, on the Shaney YouTube stream. Here's Nick's seats, and he just disappeared. I looked down at my phone, and then Nick just flat out disappeared. So we'll get back to him when he is there. I mean, he looks so happy. I don't know if you guys saw his smile. He looked very happy.
He looked really pleased to be on, and then his hair was looking good, and boom, he's gone.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened. So we'll wait for
Ben,
him again.
Ben, your hair looks great too, by the way.
Oh yeah, the lack of. Thank you. Yeah.
So what do you think, Ben? Ben L.
Thank you. I think it was a great game. Like I said, the blowout we've been waiting for. But in regards to trade talk and things like that, I think as fans, we have to have a whole new mindset, kind of like you was saying. Our best defense is a good offense. And, yeah, we can want that defender, that wing, that mythical creature of defending and shooting threes that exists for everybody out there. But I think we're good where we're at. You know, we could move, like you said, we could move Chris, Bobby, but is that what we want to do? I don't know. I really think it's a whole new mindset with how good our offense can be.
I think it would be very difficult to trade Bobby without getting a big back in return. At some point, Giannis is going to need some time off this year, and we just don't have a Giannis replacement like Bobby. Like I remember last year there was like a 10-game stretch when Giannis wasn't playing and Bobby was just a double-double machine. He was putting up like 20 and 10 every night. And I just don't think anybody else on this roster can do that if Giannis needs some time off.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see again. You know, Bobby, like I was reading another conversation where it was like, if you're going to rely on him for defense, what you're saying, you need to have him score some points. And yes, there are things that you can improve on. There are things that you can do better with, but right now I think we're okay. I think like we're okay. So Pacers is the showdown coming up on Thursday. It is going to be a weird day. And I will give the NBA credit for the structure of this. Now, it did go against Monday Night Football, and it is going against Thursday Night Football, okay? But with the league itself, control what you can control, there's a whole slate of regular season games they got to play yet on Wednesday, and they got to play yet on Friday. But they've separated these games separately. It's only the Bucks, it's only the Suns, Lakers, and Knicks tonight. Monday, it was only the Celtics and the Pacers. And the Celtics choking in a playoff, who knew? And it's only the Kings and Pelicans. And I think they've done a real good job at it. Now, tonight, the Pacers crowd severely outdid our crowd. I'm not going to be crowd police tonight. The Pacers have had no success of anything for years. If this was the 2013 Bucks and we had a chance to win an in-season tournament, and this would have been the Bradley Center. Like, those are Bradley Center prices tonight. So anyone who ever complains, like, oh, they price us out for the Richies, this was your night to go. But then again, I would have loved to go. I wanted to go. And I really thought about going. And then, you know, like, my kids got swimming. And then St. Nick came tonight. So there's a lot of stuff going on, no matter how good some of these deals were. I know anybody that got there, crowd seemed fine. I didn't have a problem with it. You didn't really have a close game. You got to cheer when time was available. So I have no issue with that. I will be curious to see what gym are they playing in on Thursday? Is it the Cox or whatever? How big is this place? And who's going? Like, not just – it doesn't matter if it's the Warriors and the 92 Dream Team. Like, who's actually going – who's going to this game? Who's going to be in attendance at 4 o'clock? 2 o'clock out there on a Thursday, and then 5 o'clock for the other game. Like, okay, Phoenix, maybe some fans get out there. It's pretty close. LA, same thing. But
I had heard that
Bucks, the Pacers, like, are people scrounging together trips right now?
So I heard that the NBA has invited all sorts of national media and local media, and they're trying to make it like the all-star level media front where they bring in everybody.
Don't invite me.
You got to get credentialed or something. But that, so I think a lot of the people there will be like members of the media trying to build hype for this tournament next year. Cause even on the, like both the Bally and the TNT broadcast were like excited to be heading to Las Vegas. So I think like, and the excitement seemed legitimate from the people that like don't normally get to go there. It's not an NBA city at this point. So I think they're excited to visit. Seems like the players are. Hopefully the Bucks can win this year, but I'm expecting even bigger and better things for this tournament next year, just based on what's happened so far.
Andrew says, and it's good to see Andrew during a live stream. He usually misses them. He says the Knicks are a solid 4 or 5 seed. They can play tough. Won't win a title. Good win, though. The Bucks were in the zone offensively tonight. Again, that's the main thing to point out. You're going to see a lot of that the Bucks in 3 quarters scored more on the Knicks. The Knicks haven't given up this much points in 3 quarters since Wilt scored 100 on them, to which I'll say allegedly. We haven't seen the video. Do we have the video of that? Have you ever seen a highlight of that game?
No, I have not.
I think guy just wrote 100 on a piece of paper. Buck shot 60% from three. Beasley 18, 28 for Lillard, 35 for Giannis. I think that puts the Bucks at 14-1 now when Dame scores at least 20. So a big night there.
Yeah, if you would have told me Randall dropped 25 in the first half and the Bucks win by what, 20 or whatever we won by? What did we win by?
We won by 24.
24, yeah. That I would have said you're crazy. Like,
yeah. Do you have any, if you have any more points, you do have a little fuzz, so I'm gonna kick you out of here.
Okay. Yeah, all good.
Anything else you want to say?
No. It was a great game. Thanks for having me on.
Ben, thanks for your presence, man. Good to see you popping up. I don't know if that's a me thing. I had fucking audio issues starting to show my mic off, but there was just a little fuzz. Which I don't know if you even noticed till I said it, but I booted him right on out of here. Cryptic Chaos. Mark my words. But the Bucks will make a trade to bring PJ Tucker back to Milwaukee. I've seen a lot of people clamoring for PJ back. I don't.
I'd have to do a quick search of his salary. I think he makes more. Like, we'd have to probably give up two players. But that's the type of – that's like a fringe move that I think would be the peak of a fringe move, would be like a PJ Tucker. But I – dude –
were you talking about trading Chris before?
Yes.
Why?
I think – I'm not saying – I think that's the biggest thing we would do this year.
We're not. There's no chance.
I agree. I'm
so
just –
so then we're not talking about it.
Well, I mean – people love to talk trades. I think that's like,
well, then that's like saying that we're not.
I'm not advocating for it. Right after I said that was the biggest piece we could move, I said, I don't want to. I want to ride or die with Chris. I think he will be Clay for the Warriors, where there's questions all year and then he brings us another championship.
Yeah, I can't go anywhere. Daniel says, do not trade PJ. Do not trade for him. He doesn't score.
He doesn't score because he doesn't play, and we don't need scoring on this team. And I seem to remember him hitting some threes in the playoffs when he was here. Maybe I'm misremembering.
I think I'm misremembering too, because I feel like while great plays were made, okay, the legend of PJ Tucker is a little bigger than the performance from PJ Tucker.
Well, I think his biggest contribution to the team was screaming at Coach Bud and getting him to make an adjustment that, like, somehow he got through to the most stubborn coach.
Yeah, so see, it's okay when players ask their coach to do something. Like how guys might ask Adrian Griffin to change something.
I mean, I've been saying that all year. I'm okay. Pro. With the caliber of players that we have on this team, like, you got to listen to them, in my opinion.
All right, Q, especially I'm going to keep turning and burning, but what, you got one more thing?
At this stage of the season, like, even if the player's wrong, it doesn't matter. So, like, you're building credibility with your players if you take their side. And, like, if it doesn't work, you can be like, well, I'm not going to listen to you next time. So it's like, this time of year, November, December, it's all about experimenting. But huge Bucks win. Really looking forward to Thursday. Bucks in – we only got two more wins.
Bucks in one.
Bucks in one. So Bucks here we one. Go.
All right. That's all they need each round. Have a good one, Bart. Yeah, again, trades have come up, and you know, people were talking about firing PJ Tucker earlier this year. Not PJ Tucker, Adrian Griffin, PJ on the mind. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to do anything. Here we have the best team in the league, or what we think is the best team in the league. We're on our way to an in-season tournament playoff semifinal. And, you know, people are talking about trades. And I brought it up just because I saw some Bobby. That's why we're talking about it. If you're just joining the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, as people were talking about Portis in the first half and then not in the second. But the trade stuff always comes up. And the firing always comes up. And it's like, can't we just see what this is? I feel like this is pretty good. I feel like this can win a championship. Any move you're making is only to take your odds from 85 to 90 or to being the best team this year to the best team in the decade. It's like, let's not get greedy. Big Ron is back from Jersey.
It's been a minute, Bart.
Yeah, I miss you. Where you been?
I just been around, dude.
Yeah, I see pictures of you taking vacations and shit.
I like the t-shirt, man. In season tournament. You're all geared up, dude.
I got it at the first game. I've watched it twice. The first time I watched it, it shrank. I watched it again. It is a crop top. It is barely fitting me. I've got the belly hanging. It ain't good. It ain't pretty below the waist. Or even below the boobs.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, I'm going to admit, full disclosure, I am a casual NBA fan. NBA.
Ron, I like that Ron's video looks like he's giving a testimony on Dateline and we're not supposed to know what his face looks like.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. Hold on. I'll change that. Hold on.
No, I shouldn't have interrupted you. You look just fine.
Okay. All right. Now it's a little brighter. Okay.
Yeah, a little better.
A little bit.
We can't make out every defined feature of your face, Ron, but we know you're not hiding from the law, so that's good.
Yeah, I'm not hiding from the law. You know, I mean, I guess I got a deep voice, but it's not like changed to one of those voice recorder things like on Dateline or anything like that. But no, I'm a casual NBA fan, but I'll tell you, this NBA in-season tournament has me intrigued, man. It has me interested. Normally, I would not be interested in Bucks basketball, you know, before Christmas. And, you know, who is this Malik Beasley guy, man? Where did we get him from?
Free agent.
What's the story on him?
He's been in a few places.
Is he like a journeyman?
He's 27. He was with the Lakers.
Yeah, he's 27. Florida State College.
Beasley?
Yeah, Beasley went to Florida State.
You're right. Yeah, he's been a couple places.
Yeah, I watched the second half tonight, and he was lighting it up, man. He was lighting up the box score, just hitting threes left and right.
Lakers, and, Jazz, T-Wolves, Nuggets is where he started his career, first-round pick.
Oh, he was a first-round pick. Okay.
Yeah.
No, he's good. But, yeah, this NBA season in-season tournament really has me intrigued. I'm looking forward to Thursday's game in Vegas. And then if they can advance past Indiana, I'm glad we don't have to play the Celtics.
Yeah, you know, either way, because had we had lost, we'd have to play them Friday.
Oh, yeah, so we would have to play Friday if we had lost?
We'd have to play the Celtics Friday in a regular season tournament game. I think it would have been in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
So they're doing some flex scheduling, huh?
Yeah. This whole week was on the fly.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I like that they're showcasing the in-season tournament games. Last night, there were only two games played, and then tonight there will be only two games played, and then and then Thursday
and Saturday. What I like about it is a lot of people that are covering it are like, and they said it tonight on the broadcast, or we're not sure it was going to work, but it's kind of okay. It's very interesting. The NBA is, for whatever reason, there's a lot about it that maybe shouldn't work that is working. And we'll see if it gets bigger or if it's like, that was cute last year, you know, whatever. But, yeah, it's working. Whatever this is working. Whatever it is going just fine.
So I just tuned in. Like, has Tim Shea been on tonight?
Tim Shea was not on tonight.
No.
But since you brought it up, I do want to play a voicemail, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is a Carl's Place voicemail. Carl of et.com/Bart. Tim was on my Tuesday episode.
Yes.
And Paul Ludke, I'll play this voicemail, and then I think we got boots on the ground, but now back at home, Nick. So we'll get to Nick in a second. I think he is back. But this is a voicemail that Paul left about Tim Shea. All right? It's not pleasant.
Hello, Bart. This is Paul from Milwaukee calling. Home ill with COVID this week, which is really a drag. Never had it before. Some dude coughing all over the fruit at Pick and Save, but at least that's what I'm thinking. But anyway, I am calling out of desperation at this point to renew the hashtag Fire Shea. Look, I love Tim Shea. Everybody loves Tim Shea. But that doesn't mean he deserves a spot on the podcast. Last week, Tuesday, I'm driving into work, having watched Monday Night Football. I'm a little groggy, and here comes Tim Shea. Good old Tim Shea with his ASMR review of his weekend in Madison while he's lounging in a giant king bed of fluffy sheets and telling us about, oh, it was wonderful. It was so nice. It was almost as nice as me lounging naked in this bed of sheets right now. Well, I thought I'd let it ride, and here comes this Tuesday, where we get Tim Shea ASMR telling us about his plans for sleeping. Not the actual sleeping, but the plans for sleeping, which turned out to be sleeping almost all day Monday, or Sunday, which was a really good idea for him. But, you know, come on. Then here we come to it. All right, Bart asked Tim, give us some shakeaways for this Badger thing. Right now is where I stop the podcast. I'll keep listening because I love the podcast and it's the greatest thing ever. You asked Tim Shea for his shakeaways regarding the Badgers. He pauses for about 12 seconds. I don't even know where to begin. But what, you're not ready, Tim? Fucking have some coffee, Tim. Load up on some coffee and be ready for the show. Thank you.
All right, so Fire Shea movement is growing strong since you brought it up.
That was choice, man. That was a great voicemail. Oh, I do not agree with the Fire Shea movement, though.
Tim's microphone is ASMR sounding because he's on a headset at work when I talk to him lately. Mm-hmm. That's what's going on there. All right, back to the program. Nick Baby Layman, he was at the game. Tax here as well. Nick, you had boots on the ground. You had an issue with the browser.
How you doing?
You're back. Tell me about the game. What was the crowd like? How was the game?
The mobile browser does not look.
I don't think this one loves you either. There is a slight delay, but I am going to give you the floor. You say whatever you want to say. And so talk for as ever long as you want to talk. When I put my hand down, then you can start speaking. And okay, here we go.
Yep. Gotcha. Feel free to boot me right after that. Sorry about that. Crowd was great. First game of the year. Had some didn't know I'd be following that voicemail. That was incredible. kind of threw me off my game a little bit, but no, game was good. Crowd was excellent. Thought there was some funny rotation going on in the first half. Didn't see Ajax a whole lot tonight, which I thought was interesting because Julius Randle had a hell of a game. Would not want to catch a ball from Randle. He was throwing those low all night. Jalen Brunson had a weird off game. overall, I mean, there's really not a whole lot you can complain about. This is the game we wanted, right? This is the blowout in a meaningful game. Griffin kept the main lineup until the end of the game, till Tibbs pulled the plug on it. Then we got the Robin Lopez, the next experience. At the end, which was a lot of fun.
It's getting a little – I removed you from the stage. It's getting a little choppy again. I don't know if you're on a computer, try a phone, or if you're on a phone, try the computer. But I'm going to boot whatever you're on now, and if you can come back, that'd be great. Or leave a voicemail for tomorrow. I want to know how the crowd in the building was. So when you can get to that. I don't know what the deal was. We had boots on the ground. It was great to see you. And then for whatever reason, technology's not letting it happen. But we will hear from you when you can get that going. Tack is here. Hot Take Jake is here. Tack, your thoughts first.
So I didn't watch the first half at all. I was tuned into the second half, at least in my ear. I had a lot of stuff going on tonight, as you said you did too. But it seemed like a really good performance. I'm excited for the Pacers. I'm kind of worried. I'm glad we're not playing in Indy because that fucking crowd was crazy. Yeah, as you said, I have nothing to say about tonight's crowd. Oh, shit. Am I frozen?
No.
Oh, no one was moving.
I'm tweeting Nick.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't listening know. To you, you said you wanted to play in Indiana because you wanted to shut up that crowd.
No, I do not want to play there.
Yeah, I know.
yeah, and also I thought you were fucking going to every tournament game. What happened to that?
Well, then they put this. I could go.
Tickets were on the ground tonight, apparently. Like you could get in the door for like $10.
I gotta get my kid up from level 2 to level 3 in swimming. I cannot be skipping weeks right now. Okay.
Understandable. I have kids that also swim. I get it. That's a very important skill to learn.
Plus, I never know when Giannis could have been there tonight.
At swimming, yeah. You're a good point.
You never know. He's there the one time. Could have been there tonight.
Yeah, you're right. I can't fault you for that.
You know, hey, we got to hustle and bustle with our kids right before our jobs. Why not Giannis?
You would have done the same thing you did last time and just not approached him and not said hi to him and just left him alone, as I would too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for Vegas. You were talking earlier about people getting there or people like planning trips. I think there will be a lot of Bucks fans there. I mean, like who in Wisconsin doesn't take the opportunity to go to Vegas? You know what I mean? I feel like we are among the one of the most populous states, whatever, that will go to Vegas at a whim. I think there's going to be some Bucks fans there.
Zach Gelb says, got Bucks lust. Gelb, you're welcome to join since Hickey flaked out on me. Ryan Hickey was going to come in as a Knicks fan, and then he just didn't show up.
Let's get Eddie in here, dude.
My guy Eddie?
Yeah.
I'll get anyone in here. I would say the amount of people in the state of Wisconsin that have just saw the Bucks win this game and say, hey, should we hop on a flight and go to Vegas? The amount of people that will do that is no more than 85.
Yeah, but like Southwest, you could have booked your flights months ago.
If by happenstance there's people from Wisconsin in Vegas, sure.
No, absolutely not. I think people plan for this. I think people thought the Bucks would be there because
Southwest, no one did that.
Bullshit. Southwest.
No one looked at the calendar and said I'm clearing December 9 or whatever.
I don't know, man. They're gonna hit a show at the Sphere. They're gonna see Celine Dion, see maybe Adele, and then get a couple Bucks games in there.
Jake, you seem to not buy what Tack is selling.
Yeah, I don't think a single soul booked Vegas tickets solely for the in-season tournament, other than people that like had to be there for production reasons.
So let me try to you want guys want to go?
No.
You want to go Thursday morning?
Are you paying?
No. Yeah.
Look, I'll pay
for three lucky listeners.
You're making all this podcast money. I mean, what are you going to make off this YouTube stream tonight? Like,
I made $10.
Oh yeah, I saw that rot dog.
All right, let's fly out on Thursday morning. Flights right now. Ooh, I can get a Southwest want to get away flight for $493.
I mean, that's what it costs to fly these days, especially to Vegas. It's a long flight.
Damn, that's reasonable. $400 on late notice.
The cheapest flight I'm getting out of Milwaukee is $500.
Oh, I bet Ron out of Newark can get some cheap ass prices.
You think so?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I'm not going though. I'm going to Vegas in March for March Madness.
Ron, what would you fly out of? LaGuardia?
No, I fly out of Newark, like you said.
Midway.
Newark, New Jersey. Yep.
Okay.
I had boots on the ground tonight, by the way.
Yeah, you were there. Hold on.
Yeah, I took the kids because tickets were dirt cheap.
Ron, same with the flight, Ron. $500.
Also, it's an honor to be in here with Big Ron. It's been a minute. Love you, Ronnie. It's my guy.
How come flights to Vegas are so fucking expensive? I thought the whole point was give you a cheap flight, give you a cheap hotel, so that you just lost all your money there.
I mean, what are you comparing it to? Like, flights are expensive right now.
A flight to Vegas should cost you no more than $150 at any time of the year.
I bet if you fly out of O'Hare or Midway, it's much cheaper.
I don't know. I mean, I went to New Jersey.
I mean, that's 1,000 miles O'Hare away.
Midway, though, he's right. You know, what's killing flight prices is the fuel prices, the jet fuel, man. It's inflation.
Did I tell you guys about my flight to Pittsburgh?
No.
Now, O'Hare's still $400. So they go, Andrew, $2 to Vegas.
Vegas money, nice.
That's my guy. He's trying to get me to go.
Yeah? I'm on this flight to Pittsburgh, and we're sitting there, and they're like, it's delay, and they go, well, we just need a couple of John Hancocks and we'll be on our way. Okay. They're doing some maintenance. 30 minutes later. Yep. Still working on those signatures. Just got to have everything on the up and up and we'll be on our way. Great. 20 minutes later, everyone needs to get off this plane. We are taking a new plane. Well, then why all the theatrics? You know, just say, hey, there's some knobs here that are broke. We're not sure about them. We'll let you know if we can fly or not. Don't fucking try to piss on my leg and tell me that it's raining. Ben wants to get a bus. You want to get a bus to Vegas?
Is that a thing? Don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining.
You never heard that?
No, I've never heard
that. I've never heard that either, to be honest.
What?
Never heard that.
Jake?
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like
Dave
that's something
says he wants to. Sorry. Dave says he wants to storm the floor for the in-season tournament. Would not be any less lame than like any other college sports crowd doing it. So good for you. I would do it too.
No floor storming is lame. It is all good.
It's all lame.
You guys should rent an RV, man, and take the RV to Vegas, dude.
Oh, God. Could you imagine the smell? You haven't considered the smell, Ron.
Whatever happened, Bill Michaels used to have a cruiser. I wonder if it's...
Oh, yeah, you guys should take out the Bill Michaels cruiser.
I wonder if that's for sale. Oh, Andrew makes a point to bring up something. He says Badgers beat Michigan State tonight. He stormed his front yard.
Yeah. And then what?
Nick and NNYE66... I need a better name for you to say. I'll just say 6'6". Both have heard don't piss on my back and tell me it's raining.
Mm.
I've heard leg. That might be like a duck, duck, goose, duck, duck, gray duck sort of situation.
The non-duck, duck, goose folks are insane.
Yeah, they're really fucked up. Really, also, really fucked up.
Also, because you brought it up, Bart, you were talking to Tim Shea today about the whole Marquette Badgers rivalry or non-rivalry. I think you hit it on the head that, like, if Marquette wins, we talk shit. If Badgers win, or it's just whatever it was you said, I think was like certainly on point. And I think it is a big deal. Like a game at this point of the year does not matter. It doesn't matter. I think it might matter for the Badgers, maybe, but like, you know, it's just for like pride. It matters none for like seeding or anything. I don't know.
If you think about it, does any of this shit really matter to us?
Like, no. Jake, were you the Florida State guy? Or who's the Florida State guy?
That's Matt.
That's Matt.
I'm glad that Florida State lost.
Why?
They didn't lose. I'm glad they missed out. I don't know, because Matt's a jerk off.
What?
No, that's a correct take by Bart, man. That Florida State should have made the playoff, dude. The ESPN owns the SEC, and that's why they're in the playoffs, man.
Now, did you see the comments that came out from like the committee that actually said like we make our decisions based on the players that are on the roster currently and how they're going to fare?
I miss hot take.
Yeah. Yeah, Bart, you and I are so, we are literally at opposites with every single.
Well, if you're going to talk about Florida State, here's the bullshit. Here's the bullshit. All of a sudden, we're acting like this is the last meal that we're ever going to eat. Like, this is the last game we'll ever see. And it has to be good. And God forbid there's a team that's deserving that goes in and gets their ass kicked. So who cares? And so I was ranting and raving. And I might throw this as a special pod this week just to kind of grease up the numbers. Don't tell anyone. But I did 15 minutes on Florida State on CBS and had a guest on from the ACC Network. And we were just venting with each other. Because if you wanted this game so bad, you better not drink on New Year's Eve. You better not be hungover. You better be full attentive to this game. You better be focused on it. No nap, no pizza crumb nap. You need to focus on this game because this is what you wanted. You fucked over that team so you could have good entertainment.
Georgia's going to beat them by 40 points.
Bullshit. Well, I just wanted to say that I really didn't care that much until Toby took that shot at Matt, and then I got pissed off because – Toby, who are you? Like, you have nothing to talk shit about. You like the Wizards and the freaking Washington football team. Like, you got nothing. So, like, don't try to tear other people down because you live in misery. And just for the record, I think Matt is one of the MVPs of this show. I'm just saying.
Yeah, sorry. I my apologies. I was mistaking Matt with somebody else. I can't remember who
probably
it was.
Me.
I too. Yeah, it probably was you, actually, Jake.
Yeah.
I like Matt. I think Matt's good. I like his dry sense of humor.
Okay, Jake, so you do like Matt. So you confused Matt with Jake?
So yeah, I think so.
Hey, Jake,
I think so.
He's right here.
I know he's not. I'm sorry. I mistook. Yeah. Jake, I think you're actually the turd in the situation.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Just put a cigarette in your mouth. You look like Jay Cutler. So there we go.
Perfect. You do look Jay Cutler.
I love Jay Cutler.
You got the perfect color beard. What the fuck?
You and Horvat.
Wow.
I love that meme of Jay Cutler smoking a cigarette, petting a little kitty cat, man. Do you ever see that one?
Speaking of smoking, how about feeling good without smoking, Ron? HappyPlaceHemp.com. 25% off. I know they've shipped to you in the past. Get those gummies, man. Delta 8s, Delta 9s, THC, CBD, CBN. I take two of the nighttime ones. I double them up. I did have a pretty fucked up dream. So I don't know if that's a side effect or the fact that I live with a lot of fear and regret. But either way, I did sleep well. I got a good 8, which is hard to do these days. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is BART. 25% off all your gummies, all your tinctures. Lip balms are a good one. I know Giannis said he needed a new chapstick. He can use the Happy Place hemp one. Maybe that'll help him with his free throws. I don't know. We'll see. Tack Zach Gelb is chiming in on your appearance. He says you look like if Jay Cutler and Tony Romo had a baby.
I guess I'll take that as a compliment. I don't know.
Yeah, people look how they look. What are you supposed to do?
I'm pretty fat. My face is fat.
You should see the bottom half of this shirt.
Oh yeah, I had my phone like lower before. Oh yes. Oh God, yes.
Oh no.
Oh Bart, you look like Tim Allen from the Santa Claus.
Are you gonna do a gender reveal, Bart?
I have breaking news. I signed up for a tour of the gym by my house.
There you go.
Yep. Just a tour.
Get an accountability, buddy.
Because I get a free day. And then the next week I'm gonna wear sunglasses and a fake mustache and get another free day. And I'm gonna keep going to this gym.
Jake, you're like the exercise man. You're like the...
I can't do it, though. I can't have somebody, like, train me.
I've tried. I've tried hard to talk Bart into it.
Where are you at, Jake?
I'm down in South Milwaukee.
Okay. And then, obviously, Matt is from the Falls. Okay. I think I did confuse you guys. Yeah. I like Matt from the Falls, and I always... shake my head whenever you open your mouth. But
if you heard a take that you didn't like, but then it ended up being true, it was probably me.
Probably. You are.
That's my whole shtick, man.
You are the tops, I will say. Yeah, I got you.
I know my role on this show, and I do it for the people. So it is what it is.
We all appreciate it.
Here's Cutler with the cat, man.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah. That does kind of look like Tack. He does kind of look like Jay Cutler.
Now the next part is, so we agree we're not taking a plane. We agree we're focused on the RV portion now.
Let's take the Hiawatha.
No way. Take an RV, man. I took an RV to the Super Bowl back in 2010. It was one of the best days of my life.
Who drove it?
My friend Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. He bit the bullet and drove, and we just got hammered. And it was a great time.
My wife wants to go on like an RV journey down to like Four Corners. And I'm full knowing that I have to drive it. I'm like, no, fuck no. I'm not driving an RV. Like, I want to party in an RV.
Yeah, driving an RV is very tumultuous, man. I wouldn't recommend that. But
T-Mobile Arena, once you get to Vegas, you can get in the building for $31.
Oh, yeah. Tickets are going to be plentiful for these games, I'm sure.
If you want good seats, you can get second row for $1,500.
I mean, you
can get like 30th row for $65.
Wait till the day of. It's going to be – tickets will be like tonight at the Bucks Arena. They'll be on the ground.
This is going to be one of the most fucking random-ass crowds that Vegas have ever assembled.
Since it's a pretend game, they should have just done it in the Sphere and really fucked with everybody.
And they should have had, like, absolute crazy visuals going on the inside of the Sphere.
Yeah, people off, like, you know.
Yeah, 100 – I totally – this is the first time, Jake, that I think I've agreed with you.
My wife's going to see you too in the Sphere, man.
She is?
Yeah, she's going, dude. She's a big U2 fan.
Treb says he can find a flight from Twin Cities to Vegas for $250.
Yeah, but you got to drive 6 hours from Milwaukee to the Twin Cities, man.
People ask me. People come up to me at the gas station, and they say, Bart, how do you like that in-season tournament? And I just point to the shirt I'm wearing. And they say, I've noticed you're doing a podcast now. Are you, what are your goals for that? And I never really knew what to say. I just said, I want to chug along and just see what it can do the best. And, you know, we're building a new community on top of the one that we had at the fan. That's what I'm trying to do. And now tonight I'm realizing what I want to do. I want to grow this thing so that the next time the Bucks go to Vegas for an in-season tournament semifinal, I can invite 30 to 50 people, put them in my RV, drive them across the country, and go to the game on Winkler's dime. That's the goal. So if you know anyone that wants to sponsor the podcast, monthly rates starting at 100K per, let me know.
Bart, how often do you get gas? You happen to have a lot of gas station interactions.
I get gas every day. I think it's a great way to stay in tune with the common man in the community. I think it's good to see like what kind of people are, you know, out and about, who's driving what. And also one thing I like to do that I don't advertise is I like to once a day stop at a gas station and go up to the counter and I give them $300 and I say, whatever this covers, as long as it covers it, the next tank fill-ups are on me. I would never advertise that, though.
No. That's awesome.
You ever see anyone driving, like, Pontiacs or Oldsmobiles anymore, man?
I live in Milwaukee. I see only that.
That's all you see is Pontiacs and Oldsmobiles. Yeah.
I drove a 1990 Oldsmobile Cutlass Sierra for a while, and it was the absolute shit.
I can tell you that when I was a youth, when people like my age first started driving, all the hot girls drove Pontiacs.
Grand Ams?
Yeah, or what was the other one? The Grand Prix.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think that was the nicer version of the Grand Am.
Yeah, well, their dad.
Jerry's got an idea. The Badgers play at Arizona Saturday. So you could go to that game, hop on a flight to Vegas, and watch the in-season tournament final. How about that?
Crash at Cone's house. Where are we going to stay? In the kill room or what?
Yeah. Cone will be nice to you. Hey, other news today that I did want to cover. The Packers have signed Kenyon Drake.
That name sounds familiar. He played for what? The Dolphins, maybe?
Dolphins. I think he's last at the Ravens.
Yeah.
Nice. He's the Vernand Morency of his time.
How old is he?
It's his eighth team in 8 years.
What's his
I think he tweeted out today. First of all, he tweeted out today like Kevin from The Office in a Packers shirt as a gift.
He was really excited. I did see those tweets.
Then he tweeted like, eight teams in 8 years, might as well hit them all or some shit.
At least he knows, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I think it's funny. He's taking over for James Robinson, who got one carry against the Chiefs, and everyone's just like, this is the worst 2 yard carry I've ever fucking seen in my life. And that guy was a 1,000 yard rusher.
When's the last time Kenyon Drake played a snap?
I think last year. I don't think he played this year at all. He might have.
Are we throwing like Patrick Taylor into some fantasy lineups, dude?
Okay. Against the Colts for the Browns, he had 3 catches for 33 yards and 1 carry. That was in September. And then last year, he was with Baltimore, I think. No, I'm not playing
September of this year?
Yeah. He played 1 game with the Browns.
Oh,
so he's fresh.
Yeah, he's got fresh legs as a, what, a 32-year-old or something?
Wait, did you ask me if you want to play Patrick Taylor?
Yeah, do you play Patrick Taylor in fantasy lineups, man?
I don't know if I would. I'd just stick with Dylan.
Well, that was smart last game. Did you win last game with Dylan's performance?
No, I didn't have Watson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, can I give my report from Boots on the Ground tonight?
Oh yeah, I knew there was something that I wanted to get to and kept forgetting.
Yeah, the crowd was good tonight, and I think a lot of it was due to the fact that real fans had an opportunity to get good seats and get into the building, and it wasn't stuffy business people that are too good to cheer. There's a lot of kids there tonight, so a lot of families went, which was good to see. So yeah, it was a fun game. I took my 3 little ones and the old lady. We had a good time. I caught up to some earlier comments here. Saw somebody mentioning PJ Tucker, and I just need to get on my soapbox for a minute. PJ Tucker sucks. He sucked when he was here, and he had a catchphrase. That's it. And then he made an ass out of himself at the parade. Why have we put this guy on this godlike level? He's a nobody. He was awful. We basically played 4-on-5 when he was on the floor here. So now, 3 years later, we're romanticizing bringing him in. If you want to bring in PJ Tucker, you have to do it in a trade, because you can't pick him up as a waiver wire guy because they're on the second tax apron. So any guy that makes over like $10 million, a tax apron team cannot sign him to a minimum contract. So if you want that, it's not happening. That means you're trading for him. Secondly, holy shit, stop with the Bobby Portis trade ideas, okay? He's on a bargain deal, and if you trade him, everybody's like has this fantasy about bringing in this flopping clown named Marcus Smart, who I cannot cheer for. I can't bring myself to do it. But let's say you do that. Guess what? Robin fucking Lopez is in your rotation now. So think before you start posting this awful, awful garbage trade ideas. And that's my soapbox. Thank you.
Jake, your takes are not so hot tonight, and I love it.
You want to trade Bobby?
You've gone up.
Oh, good.
Bart, were you not listening? What are you doing? Were you pulling a Bill?
No, I'm because Tax said your takes aren't good. So I was wondering if, but you say they are good.
Oh, I'm saying, yeah, Jake is going up on my radar. I'm loving everything he's saying.
I don't want to make a move. I don't want to do anything. I don't even want to sign motherfuckers to a 10-day. I just want this team to play.
The other thing I wanted to say, I don't see this team winning a title with whatever defense they're playing, because, yeah, they're playing great offensively now. I'm probably the best offensive Bucks team I've seen. In the playoffs, they allow you to play defense. It's not going to fly. And whatever was happening tonight, especially early, New York was just getting into the paint at will. The Bucks weren't rotating. There was all sorts of miscommunications. At one point, I think Lopez got a dunk, or no, somebody got a dunk, and then they quickly got a fast break, untouched down the floor for a layup, and it looked like Lopez was going to throw hands on his own teammate because nobody was paying attention. This defensive system, if that's what you call it, or lack of a system, it makes it hard to watch. And I'm saying that as like a diehard guy. It's just so frustrating.
I firmly believe that the Bucks have so many flaws that they can overcome based on pure talent. And if that's stupid, maybe it is, but that's where I'm at.
In a game, sure, but not in a 7-game series against a good defensive team that can match you for firepower. Like, if they're still playing this level of defense, they have no shot against a team like Boston in a 7-game series. None.
Weren't
the Knicks like the fourth best defensive team in the NBA? Didn't the announcers say that tonight?
I think they said the best defensive team.
Well, I want to point out too how badly, like, I'm kind of out on the tournament now because the referees were so clearly trying to keep New York into this game. Like, it's everybody's watching, it's your first in-season tournament. We got to make this a thing. And it's like, no, the Bucks are just going to blow them out. They were doing every possible thing they could to get the Knicks to the line. They gave freaking Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle got the Allen Iverson and LeBron whistle tonight. It made no sense to me whatsoever.
How on Twitter do you get to be one of these Muse accounts? Do you have to like sign up like Bucks Muse or Giannis Muse or Stat Muse? There's an account, Knicks Muse. Maybe you can't see that. Knicks Muse says, give me the Bucks in the playoffs. Both of their wins versus the Knicks this year have been as fluky as it gets. The Bucks' two best three-point shooting games of the season have come against us. So it is very interesting to see another fan base have the kind of complaints that we have when we're getting outliered. And even if these games are outliered, I'll tell you, the Knicks just don't. I don't even know that they can beat us in a one game.
Well, I think
I don't know that they get a win in a four game.
If you look at an NBA fan base, I think the bigger the market is, the more you're going to be flooded with just morons that don't know what they're talking about. So I feel like the best fan bases are from small markets because those are your true hardcore fans.
Derek says, why are you talking trades? Why are you talking defense? The identity is the offense now. Derek and I, ooh, Venom, great logo on YouTube. Derek and I are together because I really think that this team is just going to out. I just think the talent is, I mean, we got Dame and Giannis.
Just play more drop. That's
just
it.
Just fucking play. Just wipe all these asses.
As far as
really, I really don't think we need to tinker to come up with like the perfect, like, it's good enough. Okay.
Well, but here's the thing. If you're not looking to improve your team, you're not doing your job. So yes, you should listen on trades. I'm not crazy about Pat Connaughton's role on the team, especially if Jay Crowder is healthy. I could move Pat. I'm not actively looking to do so, but I could be talked into it. And the only guy who I probably for sure would move like is Marjon Beauchamp, because he's just not, he's not a guy.
I don't want to move him either.
I think the window is probably past where you're going to get significant value for him. So I would maybe look to see for like another second or someone on their rookie contract that hasn't worked out yet. Maybe you catch lightning in a bottle, because I don't understand why Beauchamp plays over Jackson. He does nothing better on the court than Jackson does.
Any final thoughts from you guys? My stomach doesn't feel so good, so I need to alleviate my problem.
Oh, that's the bummer. What about like the, you know, there's that late season like veteran signing situation. Is there anyone out there that
buyout market buyout? Bucks aren't going to be able to participate in that as well as they could because they're paying so much money and they change the rules.
Yeah. They can only sign guys that are making less than, I think, $10 million or so is like the number they can sign on the buyout market. So if anybody significant is bought out, they can't.
I like this from Nick.
We tried Nick that says with Boogie, but
Nick says this felt like a playoff Celtics game. Only we were the Celtics. Yeah. Anything else? Jake, Tack, or Ron?
Nope.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Ron.
My final thought is, thank God, you know, everything that Jake is talking about has to do with like the salary cap. And thank God the NBA has a fucking salary cap, because baseball doesn't, and it's a bunch of bullshit, and bullshit teams like the Cubs can fucking run up their payroll, you know, and piss on our leg, and then we think it's raining. That's my last take.
Oh, I do have a quick thing about that, though. Like, don't you want the players to get paid? I too, am, like, questioning the whole salary cap situation, but, like, I also don't want the owners to come out on top. I want the players to come out on top. The players are what fucking makes everything. They should make money. I hate the disparity in baseball that, like, these huge market teams are able to sign everyone, and then us, the Brewers, can't do shit. But, like, don't you want the players to benefit from the lack of salary cap? But I agree.
I care more about competitive sport, like the sport being entertaining.
Yeah, competitive balance is a priority. And they're still going to make a lot of money, you know.
I get it. But like,
yeah,
these owners are fucking raking in money hand over fist, and it's at the players' sacrifice. You know what I mean? Like the players need to make money. So I'm kind of torn. I'm torn.
I mean,
yeah, but
the NFL and NBA have salary caps.
People always say that the players' careers are very short, and they are, but they can benefit from their fame after their playing career. You know, I worked on Wall Street, and all these ex-jocks got jobs, man, because they were fucking living off their coattails, man. And they can live off their coattails for perpetuity, man. Don't worry about them, then. They're going
to
do all
right. I need to see, like, I would love to watch, like, a prequel on you. And see like a day in the life of Big Ron on Wall Street.
Yeah. I've got a lot of questions.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go take a shit here. And now I've got the greatest fucking opening of all time.
All right, so, Bart, go drop some kitties off at the pool, man.
Oh, there's no way it's going to be kitties. It's going to be just absolute sludge, isn't it?
Just let a man live in peace, guys.
All right.
DM me the results.
Yeah, I'd love to hear them too. Bye, Bart. Bye, Ron. It was fun chatting with you. Hot take, Jake. I've got a newfound respect for you. Sorry for hating on you.
And that's the show, guys. Thanks for being here.
Bye, boys. Not just
these gentlemen that you see, but all of you each and every day. Again, on Thursday night, I'll maybe do something. I do work CBS Sports Radio until 9 Central. So I won't be able to do a post game immediately. Maybe I'll jump on for a little bit and talk. We'll see what happens. But if they do win that game Saturday night, we will just hang out and watch the game together. If you are inclined, I will be here. Bart Winkler Show. Thank you, everyone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.